Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, March 27, 2023, through Friday, March 31st, 2023. Monday, March 27th, 2023. 7 defendants charged in Rochester illegal sports gambling business. In Rochester, New York, 7 individuals were charged by criminal complaint for their roles in an illegal gambling business. Louis P. Ferrari II, Dominic Sprague, Anthony Amato, Joseph Lombardo, Jeffrey Boscarino, James Civiletti, and Tommaso Sessa were all charged in the criminal complaint. Defendant Amato administered Sport700.com and assisted Ferrari and others in creating accounts, usernames, and passwords, and managing individual bettors and overseeing sub-agents who had their own books of individual bettors on Sport700.com. Defendant Sessa managed the day-to-day operations of the illegal gambling operation of 565 Blossom Round. Defendants Lombardo and Boscarino were sub-agents under Ferrari through Sport700.com. Defendant Civiletti was an employee of Sprague's pawn shop, collecting payments of gambling losses from people on behalf of Ferrari and Sprague. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, March 28, 2023. Central Valley man pleads guilty to nearly $9 million Cal Manure Ponzi scheme. Ray Brewer pleaded guilty to wire fraud, money laundering, and identity theft charges for running a multi-million dollar fraud scheme where he purported to turn cow manure into green energy. According to court records, from March 2014 through December 2019, Brewer stole $8,750,000 from investors by claiming to build anaerobic digesters on dairies in Fresno, Kern, Kings, and Tulare counties, as well as other counties in California and Idaho. Anaerobic digesters are large machines that use microorganisms to break down biodegradable material and turn it into methane. After Brewer received investors' money, he transferred the funds to multiple other bank accounts that he opened in the names of different entities, his family members, and an alias. He used false descriptions for the transfers. He did so to conceal the location, source, ownership, and control of the money before using it for personal expenditures. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, March 29, 2023. Former FBI special agent sentenced to 6 years in prison for accepting bribes paid by attorney linked to organized crime figure. Babak Brahmand, a former FBI special agent, was sentenced to 72 months in federal prison for conspiring to accept at least $150,000 in cash bribes and other items of value in exchange for providing sensitive law enforcement information. Brahmand was a Bay Area resident and served as an FBI special agent from January 1999 until shortly after search warrants were served on his home and businesses in 2018. He was responsible for national security investigations and was assigned to the FBI field office in San Francisco. From January 2015 to December 2018, Brahmand accepted cash, checks, private jet flights, a Ducati motorcycle, hotel stays, escorts, meals, and other items of value from an organized crime-linked attorney identified in court papers as E.S., and each man acted to conceal the true nature of their corrupt relationship. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, March 30, 2023. Former Goldman Sachs investment banker sentenced to $2.7 billion bribery and money laundering scheme. Roger Ng, a former managing director at Goldman Sachs, was sentenced to 10 years in prison for his role in a multi-billion dollar bribery and money laundering scheme involving Malaysia's state-owned investment and development fund, One Malaysia Development Berhad, 1MDB. According to Assistant Attorney General Kenneth A. Polite Jr. of the Justice Department's Criminal Division, NG was sentenced for his role in a massive and egregious bribery and money laundering scheme involving the bribery of high-level foreign officials in Malaysia and the United Arab Emirates and theft of billions of dollars meant to benefit the Malaysian people. According to court documents, between approximately 2009 to 2014, NG Chong Hua, aka Roger NG, of Malaysia, and his co-conspirators laundered billions of dollars misappropriated and fraudulently diverted from 1MDB, including funds 1MDB raised in 2012 through three bond transactions it executed with Goldman Sachs. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, March 31st, 2023. Physician convicted of $5 million healthcare fraud scheme. Frederick Gooding, former owner and operator of a physiatry and pain management practice in Washington, D.C., was convicted of 11 counts of healthcare fraud. Between 2015 and 2018, Gooding fraudulently billed Medicare more than $5 million for injections he did not perform or did not prove as billed, including complicated spinal injections for which he did not own the necessary equipment. Gooding was convicted of 11 counts of healthcare fraud. He is scheduled to be sentenced on June 26th and faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison on each count. The fraud section leads the Criminal Division's efforts to combat healthcare fraud through the Healthcare Fraud Strike Force program. Since March 1997, this program comprised of 15 strike forces operating in 25 federal districts and has charged more than 5,000 defendants who have billed federal healthcare programs and private insurers for more than $24 billion. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.